Our Coach's Insight programs, they continue here tonight on KARE 93.7. One final time in 2024. I'm Brandon Tadman. We're joined by ACCHS girls basketball coach Andrew Eckert, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Coach, you saw a really good team and a top-tier team in 1A D1 on a Tuesday night. Centralia, they're undefeated, and the Panthers get the win. What'd you take away from that loss on Tuesday night against the Panthers?
I think we did a really good job of finding a way to score the ball on offense. That's something that we struggled with last year with really good teams is we struggled to score. And I know our defense definitely was a little overmatched last night, but being able to score a little bit with them gives me some confidence going into our league play.
Yeah, you get a league opponent on Friday in Valley Falls. We'll talk about them in a moment, but we're four games in. You have played a league opponent. That was back in week one. That was, or I should say not week one, but game one against Horton. But you've seen two really good teams here in your last two games. Donovan West is a ranked team, and then Centralia, a team that can certainly compete for a state championship. So we're four games in. You sit here at 2-2. How do you kind of assess this pre-holiday break slate and what you've seen from your team so far?
I think we've seen some really good things. You know, getting those two wins right off the bat definitely got our confidence up. And then, like you said, playing two top teams in their classes definitely kind of showed us like we got things to work on still. So, which is, I think, before Christmas, that's definitely what you want to see, where your team's at and what they need to work on. So I think we're in a really good spot, hopefully to, compete on Friday, hopefully get a win there, and then after Christmas break, get rolling.
Goes by certainly quick, and obviously we'll pick it up with Valley Falls on Friday. But, you know, four games in, we've talked about certain players on your team, but is there a girl or maybe two or whoever? You know, maybe you have expectations going into the start of the season, maybe a girl or two that's maybe exceeded your expectations here and what you've seen from their play early on this year.
Oh, we've seen some really good things from a lot of girls. I feel like Kenzie Bowerly is leading us in scoring right now. She scored 31 last night. I think her average is probably hanging around 24, 25 right now. So, it's a good thing to see from there because last year she was averaging about 16 at the end of the year. So it's good to see that she's taking a step up there. Madison Martin's helping us a bunch inside. And then, you know, Corey Wagner and Mackenzie Schultz, they've done a great job stepping up and providing us a spark.
Let's talk about your opponent on Friday, the final tilt here before the holiday break. And you get a Valley Falls team that, you know, they're off to a slow start, but they had quite a few pieces to replace. It's a fairly young team. They've played some really good opponents here early on. They just lost to Troy on Tuesday night. What can you tell us about Valley Falls and kind of the expectations for this game on Friday?
I mean, you definitely summed it up. They're a young team. They had to replace a really good group of seniors. So they have some young girls trying to step into some varsity shoes, kind of like we were last year. So, It'll be good for us to see where we're at with another league opponent. And hopefully, you know, we get healthy going into Christmas break and we're ready to go.
Speaking of Christmas break, it's right around the corner next week, and we'll obviously have a few weeks off before we touch base again. But I'll end it with this. Is Christmas your favorite holiday? If not, what is your favorite holiday?
Ooh, that's a tough one. There's one that I feel like is my favorite holiday that's not actually a holiday. That'd be the NCAA tournament opening weekend.
Okay.
Love
that's
basketball,
fair.
And I love that weekend's a lot of fun.
Might as well be a holiday, right?
Games.
Might as well be a holiday. It might as well be a holiday, right?
We need it to make it a holiday for sure.
Yeah, at least get that Monday off, or at least after that that busy weekend. But anyway,
yes, agreed.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Andrew Eckert, ACCHS girls basketball coach, L&L Construction, Taco John's, our sponsors for our weekly Coaches Insight programs here for the Tigers. And again, at Valley Falls, ACCHS will be there on Friday to close out the 24 portion of the schedule. Coach, thanks again. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you in 2025.
Thank you, Brandon.